When you are satisfied with your skill level, you are already shrinking. And most likely you are also blind, comfortable in your ignorance. I am having a week of many one-on-one calls. Each very different, each very educational for me a lot more than for the client/student. Why? Because it is really hard, near impossible to hear what I say, or what there is to see for them, through the already always listening, i.e. what they are sure of. What Mark Twain addresses in his famous saying, it is not what you don't know that gets you into trouble but what you know for sure, that just ain't so. Th more rigidly fix the untrue view, the untrue conviction about how it is, reality, you, people, the less likely that you'll hear, that you'll see what there is to see, what would set you free. It is almost as if you insisted on being stuck, as if you insisted on being limited, jailed, enslaved, and miserably with hardly any results in life that are worth having. What allows you to see what there is to see? What allows you to hear what there is to hear? Not surprisingly, it is the master DNA capacity, the sight. It is easier to tell the difference between having the sight on or off, by what you don't see. If you looked at a slide through the microscope, you would see what you see, and it wouldn't make sense to you. In your view, without the sight, everything looks like everything else. No distinction. With the sight you suddenly see that things are different, you see the timeline, you see the cause and effect, you see that if something isn't true, then everything that is derived from it must be not true. But if you don't have the sight, it is like you see the world as a gray mass. Everything/nothing. No difference. 2.5 months ago I turned on the sight capacity for 19 people. At the peak 10 people managed to keep the capacity on for a whole day. Today, only 2 has it on. I am in communication with both. Both are actively working with the sight, needing it, so they can see stuff they are actively seeking. The rest return to the everything is the same as everything else state. What can you do in my programs to keep the sight on? One method I taught was to ask, what am I not seeing? But specifically suspecting that you are not hearing, not seeing something in what I say in some of my programs, in some of my recorded conversation. I know you hear everything. But the truth is, you hear between 0 to 10%, so 90% plus are hidden from your view. How do you get to them? Through looking more, listening more, even though it feels a waste of time, it feels foolish, after all there is nothing different there. But it is either that you hear what you have already heard, i.e. you're stuck in what you think you know, or you hear nothing. I hate learning myself. I hate the feeling stupid, inane, clueless part. Yes, me too. But that doesn't always stop me to go for it. Sometimes it takes me having a pep talk with myself, but eventually I relent, and go to endure the pain. I used to be a serial course taker, and I am again in that phase. I know when to start taking courses again. When I start feeling good about how much I know, how clever I am, how well things are going, then it is time to go back to humility. And the best way for me to humble myself is to set myself up to feel stupid, clueless, slow, inane. You get the drift. I have been doing this all my life, and I managed to bring my pain threshold, TLB, up to 70, while most people I know or teach have their TLB at 1. When your TLB is 1, you will shy away from any effort, any pain, any discomfort, and get upset by anything less than perfect in your view. Practicing the sight capacity is nothing pleasant. After all, you are setting yourself up to feel bad about your abilities. And that is the point. When you feel good about your abilities, you are already shrinking. And most likely you are also blind, comfortable in your ignorance. Interestingly, the same is happening in the water energizing challenge. Lately I missed a day here and there. And while I was busy doing other things, the water energizing challenge people also got busy with other things. And dropped the ball. There is a measure I look at in my starting point measurement that is measuring to what degree you are self-sufficient, self-managing, self-organizing, independent of other people's actions. I call it your access to your adult capacities. When you drop the ball, when you don't have a calendar where all the activities you need to maintain are present, when you need someone to remind you, when you need me to be accountable for your actions, your access to your adult capacities is probably low as 1%. I just measured the sight participants. Those 2 who kept the capacity on, have access to their adult capacities at 10%. The rest, at 1%. One person also had a 7% measure, obviously it isn't enough. If and when you don't have systems to keep projects, spiritual practices alive, you condemn yourself to depend on other people remembering for you. You are not an adult, you are a child. As you can see, raising your vibration, becoming a person who can live life you live and live it powerfully will depend on many things, but it will depend especially on your TLB, on your access to your adult capacities, and most importantly on your being able to keep this light capacity on. After I turn it on for you. Could you turn it on for yourself? By looking long? Muscle test says no. These DNA capacities are turned on by epigenetic factors that have to be forceful and sustained enough to actually work. And a normal person cannot generate that. I was lucky, I was born with the sight turned on. My father, who during the Holocaust was in a forced labor camp, had it turned on by extreme difficulty. His unit of Jews was somewhere in Poland. It was winter. One morning during the forced march to the work site, my father slipped and broke his ankle. Instead of shooting him on the spot, the Nazi guard just left him there to freeze to death. A local peasant picked my father up, half frozen, and took him to the hospital. To my father's good fortune, the doctor was another Jew, who was my father's schoolmate before the war. My father was 30 at this time. This doctor fixed his ankle, and hid him until he could walk. My father then borrowed a bucket and walked the 200 miles home, using the bucket as an excuse. While the war was raging on, no money, no support, enemy territory, my father needed to get sharper if he wanted to live. And he did. This is how he turned on several DNA capacities, and then challenged himself continually till he died, to keep his capacities sharp and ready to fire. I was lucky I inherited my father's DNA capacities. My brothers inherited my mother's. So yeah, it is not likely that you'll find yourself in a circumstance that unless you have the sight capacity open, you'll be dead. You avoid those circumstances like the plague. This is not Operation Money Suck as it may seem to you. I am not suggesting that you pay me to turn the sight capacity on for you. If you don't have an existent system, aka a structure to make sure that you don't drop any plates, I refuse to turn it on for you. No kidding. Unless the activity is scheduled in your calendar, it doesn't exist. All activities fill the available time. So you'll dilly-dally doing whatever you are doing, because it is not in your calendar the spiritual practice that you said you'll do to grow, to increase your TLB, to activate whole brain functioning, to keep yourself hydrated and in good shape, to eat according to your type, and you'll throw up your arms and say, "I didn't have time. Or I forgot." Or whatever garden variety horse SHT you invent as an excuse. You either have your results or you have your excuses. Never both. My own growth began with a course in CROT, More Time Workshop in CROT, where we needed to buy a calendar and put all the things we said we would do, twice daily, into that calendar. Among other things, but this is the main thing. And keep the main goals for life in front of us while we scheduled. I did that process, religiously, for 6 years. Never dropping the ball. I went from miserable architect to jobless to advertising salesperson to magazine publisher owning my own magazine. In a year. I would have never done that without this system. Obviously today I don't haul that big leather-bound book around everywhere, although I still have it. I do all my stuff on the computer. I'll teach this in a workshop, if you're interested. How much? Haven't decided. Email me or comment if you think you'd participate at whatever price I set. Given that your life depends on it. I'll set the price when I'll know who and what. Before you say yeah or nay, let me measure your important starting point measurements. So I can see where you need the most work. Get your starting point measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/starting.